Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
I don't have an account there, but my zip code is 46936.
And that was 46936?
46936.
It might have your first and last name.
Ruth Sheridan.
Will you verify your shipping address?
610 East Hall Street, Greentown, Indiana. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Just hold one moment.
All right.
Okay, so I do see here you have this platinum watch with us.
No, that is fraudulent. I never ordered anything from you. I never heard of it. I didn't even know it till I got my bill from Discover for $67.32. No, I did not do that. I don't even have a computer. I'm 81 years old. I don't have a computer. I don't have a printer. I don't even have an iPad.
Okay, so basically it started where you paid the $5.74. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Say that again. Ma'am, say that again.
Okay, so basically you paid the $5.74. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for the membership.
I never received anything in the mail. It never came here. I don't have anything. I never even heard tell of your thing. The only thing that I ever done was I filled out a survey for Lowe's, which is a lumber store and a building store, and I got a watch and I paid the $1.95 or what it was postage. This is all fraud. Somebody else has done this and put it on my card. I have nothing here. Why would I join a membership? But I live in Indiana. And you're in Florida. This is
okay,
fraud.
So are you saying that you never placed this order at all?
No, I didn't even know the order existed till I got my bill. And it says on my bill it was done 424. I never did this. I didn't know anything about it. I've already talked to Discover. And they were going to try to get a copy of the transaction. And did somebody sign for this?
Okay, well, what I can do, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department.
That would be great. Thank you very much, ma'am.
And I'm still here. Just bear with me. I'm gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over.
Thank you for your time.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Okay. Discover gave me the, I think it is the number of the transaction. It was 139150 copy. They were supposed to notify you to try to get some information.
Okay,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead.
I just got my bill yesterday, and I've been trying to take care of this since yesterday and today.
Okay, so have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
I called, but because it was over the holiday, I'm not really sure what the guy wrote down. I did tell him that I didn't do this, and it was a fraud. You know, I don't even know. Like I said, I don't even have need for any kind of thing like that. I don't have a computer. I don't have any of that stuff. And then why would I get that stuff, and why would I get it from Florida when we've got all kinds of stores within 10 miles of me? I mean, it makes no sense to this.
Okay, so you're saying that you haven't contacted them?
I have contacted Discover. But if you have a fraud department, I would like to talk to them.
Okay.
Because Discover told me it could take 30 days before they could get a copy of this transaction from you guys.
So did they do the? So you don't know if they disputed it or not?
Do I what?
So do you know if they disputed it or not?
I don't know what they did. But your fraud department would have that information, wouldn't it?
No, that's what the reason why I'm asking. Have you disputed the charge? So you saying that you did tell them that you wanted to dispute the charge?
Okay, let me talk to them because I want to dispute it just in case Discover has not moved on it yet.
Well, Maxine, have you already disputed it?
What?
Have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
To discover, I talked to a machine. You don't get a person hardly any place you call, which is just frustrating as all get out.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you is get your trips. Okay, I can offer you a 35% refund.
A $35 refund, is that what you said?
A 35% refund.
35%? How much of a refund? All right, 35% of $67 wouldn't be that much. How much would that be?
Okay, that would be you. That would be $28.47.
But really and truly, is that really fair to me when I didn't even know anything about this till today or till yesterday? I'd like to have the $67.32 back. I have nothing from you guys. Nothing. They didn't deliver anything here to this address. Nothing. I don't even know what was ordered. What was even the merchandise that was supposed to be delivered? Hello?
What I can do is offer you a 50% refund.
Can you do any better than that? I mean, can you give me 75% of it or most of it? Because I don't even know what it was.
Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, if you will fully refund me, then I will drop all of this. But I swear, as God is my witness, I knew nothing about this. I don't know what it even is. And somebody else somewhere has got my card number, and I'm going to have Discover change it, so that this cannot happen again by the same person. So tell me your name and your extension so I can get a hold of you if I have a question.
Okay, my name is Destiny, and anyone that you speak with will be able to assist you. Your account has been canceled and fully refunded.
Destiny and $67.32. And you will refund that today, and it'll take 2 or 3 days to appear on my account.
Well, I'm referring to the $56.95. That's the amount that you're being refunded that we billed you on the 27th.
You know, you billed me $67.32. I got the bill.
Well, that was in April. I'll have to transfer you over to a supervisor for that amount.
All right, transfer me, please.
I just saw one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Thank you for your time. And I do want to tell you, you've been very helpful.
Thank you. Just bear with me one moment.
I will.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Just stay on the line, and thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
You do.